Thank you for joining us. Sorry it's 1,000 degrees
in here. Oh, she's right by the fan. Are you kidding me?
I know. This is true. This is true. We weren't joking about the heat.
No, you weren't.
Now you can vouch for us.
Yep.
It's a little warm in here. You know what's bad when the electronics that I'm supposed to be touching is like hot to the touch and makes me not want to touch it?
Yeah, it's really...
So, yeah.
Scary.
If you're just joining us, we've been learning Mitch in the knowledge of life.
And I just found out some wonderful news.
Ah!
On Facebook, Amanda told me, she says, "Hey Mitch, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World, which is my favorite show growing up, was the voice of Kit."
Right there.
So...
Yeah.
Nice.
The button was off.
So now that is the only incentive, and it's a pretty good incentive for me to go watch Knight Rider.
Was he like cool on the show?
Yes. He was awesome. He's the next door neighbor and the teacher and the principal. Means. He's awesome.
Wow.
He's Mr. Feeny. Are you kidding me?
No.
See?
I'm not.
See, are you real?
Speaking of Kit and Knight Rider and cars.
There is a lot of construction. There's construction work between 2nd Street, Manal Boulevard, and Candelaria, as well as the road is closed due to construction. Edith at Alameda, and I hear it's pretty crazy over there. Construction work, San Antonio, Wyoming, and more road construction. The right lane is closed on Lomas between Louisiana and San Pedro. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. And don't forget, speaking of traffic, corner of Central and Sycamore today from noon to 1. We will be out broadcasting live. Come say what's up. Get a static decal, a static paper.
And don't worry if it's your lunch hour because there's food nearby.
Yeah, all around us.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of why we chose that area.
Yeah.
Because it's a good lunchtime area and you never know.
Exactly.
Static decal. We're going to have some copies of the new POD record to give away as well. So come say hello to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a professional sticker.
You're a professional sticker?
Of decals.
That's good. That's good. So, speaking of professionals.
Yep.
Joining us in studio right now, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hot.
You know, I'm glad you're in studio because you give us perspective.
Yeah.
It's 140,000 degrees in studio because the heater somehow was turned on overnight and, we're truly roasting in here. I don't have shoes on.
Yeah, no, me either.
I've taken my shirt off like 3 times, and
tank
I'm like,
tops.
No, it's a little gross. I got to try and be a professional. My tank top is sticking to me.
That's disgusting.
I don't like calling it a tank top. I feel like girls wear tank tops.
Well, okay, so you're
but
wearing
you can't
a
call it the
wife
alter- exactly.
beater. I can say it.
I can't say
what?
That.
Like, who came up with that?
I
wife beater?
I have no idea. Well, I mean, look at me with it.
You look... you can't... See, you can't wear that on Central.
Stop.
You can't.
Stop.
You can't wear that on Central.
Yeah. You shouldn't wear it solo, period.
I know, right?
Just saying.
Only girls can.
Nowhere ever is it, like, appropriate or cool for a dude to walk around like, yo, so.
Maybe, like, on the red carpet?
I just don't feel like
LL?
You would look eloquent. You would look like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You would never see a guy rocking, sporting, like, just a wife beater walking up to somebody and being like,
what? It's ribbed.
Good day, sir. How are you this afternoon? Right? Okay.
Right.
Cheerio. Let's grab some crumpets and tea. Why are British people, like, all of a sudden the people of upstanding, like?
Because they are. Have you?
Ah. Okay.
That's just it.
Yeah.
They
okay.
are.
Yeah. So anyways, welcome. And thank you again for bringing perspective, because though it is really hot outside, we're rocking pretty sweet jobs. We have homes, and you deal with hundreds of people on a daily basis at the Albuquerque
yep.
Rescue Mission who do not have that same...
Living on the streets.
Yeah, exactly. So... the Albuquerque Rescue Mission serves breakfast and dinner 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys can always use volunteers.
Always.
Not just during Christmas and Thanksgiving, but
right,
always.
Right,
always.
Right. Absolutely. And I know the deadline has passed for the school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go? How's it going?
Well, our event is this Saturday.
Yeah.
So we'll be giving out about 600 backpacks.
Wow.
To
That's amazing.
The homeless
That's
kids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because the goal was 500, right?
Yeah.
Yay. So that's huge.
Yay.
Now, do you need help with people, like, passing them out this Saturday? Is everything taken care of? How does that work?
If you're able to come down on Saturday from 12 to 3, please come down and
okay.
you can volunteer and help pass out. backpacks to the little ones.
That's
and the
awesome.
Older ones. It's kindergarten through 12th grade.
That's amazing.
Yeah, APS updated their count, I guess, right, for homeless children in their system, and it was between, what, 6,000 and 7,000?
It went from 6,000 last year to 7,000 this year.
Wow, so 7,000 kids in the APS school system who are homeless. And so, yeah, this Saturday from noon to 3, abqrescue.org is the website. That's abqrescue.org if you'd like information on that. But, yeah, this Saturday from noon to 3, I think it'd be fantastic.
I mean, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
It really is.
Honestly, like, showing some love to a child and being able to, like, hand them a backpack and tell them, hey, Jesus loves you. And here's some cool stuff. Meeting a physical need and... And, man, hopefully taking care of a spiritual need just by an embrace or a smile. Or it's amazing to me, you know, I mention this pretty much every time you come in, but it was amazing to me the first time that I got to help out there and just handed the tray. That was it. I was the tray passer of food, and just handing them that tray brought so much joy to them because they don't get human interaction. They don't, and they don't know where their next meal's coming from. So this is a meal, and this is a smile. And, so if you're listening right now and, you know, God's kind of tugging at your heart, please get involved. Don't say, busy. Oh, it's my Saturday. It's no biggie. It's from noon to three. And, if you'd like to have your life flipped upside down and, changed for the better, I promise you, you will not walk away from there feeling the same as when you walked in. It's amazing. So, abqrescue.org, the details. So now, we've been collecting school supplies. Well, what's next? What do you guys need?
Socks.
Sock drive.
Socks.
We have a big sock drive starting up. It'll run for the next month and a half.
Okay.
Big sock drive.
Now, what kind of socks?
You name it, we need it.
Okay.
You know, all kids, adults.
All right.
Men, women, we need all of them.
Should we keep in mind that winter's coming up, so we do need warm socks as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, big old socks.
You know, we'll
I'm like a sports
We'll take
kind of
any
guy,
new
you know?
Socks.
Okay. And that's the key word there, right?
Yes.
Any new socks. New socks. So, but yeah, so you guys will be collecting those for about a month, and so,
yay.
The sock drive.
Get ready for winter.
There you go.
Hard
All
to
right.
believe when it's so hot outside.
I know. And the inside.
And inside.
So, you know, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Grab all the details. We put the phone number up there. 346-HOPE is the phone number to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And a link to the website. But this Saturday, handing out backpacks to homeless kids in the school system.
12 to 3. Yep.
Wow. Dude, 12 to 3. Noon to 3. Give of your time. And, yeah, I want to get my boys down there.
Good.
Because I think it's, it's important for... For the youngins, I think it's so important. I want my boys to see that so they understand, you know, so that the next time they think about complaining about, you know, what we're having for dinner, I can smack them. Not really.
Not really smack
but
them.
But possibly really. I don't know.
Smack them
I'm undecided.
With, smack them with guilt.
With
guilt.
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 Yeah. Because that's the way you want to raise your kids.
Of course.
Guilt. In a guilt rod. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Full of guilt in our home.
That's what I plan on doing.
That's the way we do everything.
Yeah.
So, 505. 346 HOPE is the phone number. abqrescue.org, the website. Teresa, thank you so much for coming in
thank
studio.
Thank you for having me.
We'll let you get out of here because
thank you.
It's crazy and hot and sticky and awful in here. But
I don't know what you're complaining about. It's amazing.
Man. Yeah.
It's so cool in here.
All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison Hudson right now for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yep. 8:30 on your Wednesday.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch. Welcome to the show.
That's a lot of stuff.
Hey, speaking of Steve-O and Mitch, we're going to be out broadcasting live today.
Huh. Very true. We'll be on the corner of Central and Sycamore.
That's right, from noon to 1?
Yes, and just be stickering cars.
Stickering up your car. We'll even bring window cleaner.
Yeah, no, and you used to detail cars, right. So you know how to clean the window.
Well, yeah, that's because normally, you know, when you're putting a sticker on a car, it's like, oh, and then you clean off the little area where the sticker goes. That's not cool. You got to clean the whole window.
Right.
Because then there's like a clean spot.
Right.
That's no fun.
That's messed
so,
up.
So if you want your window cleaned and you want a new static decal,
booyah! We only promise one window unless you want to get all of your windows decaled.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious. All for the low price of... I'm just kidding. So yeah, we'll be out there today broadcasting live from noon to 1, Central and Sycamore. And I got a couple copies of the new POD record.
POD?
Sans one song.
Oh, I know. But you can buy that song on
It's funny, actually.
Else.
I was just reading an article, because it is Wednesday, which is comic book day. I go every week to do this, because, you know, Wednesday's comic book
right,
day.
Right.
Astro Zombie sponsors our show, and I love those guys.
Uh-huh.
The humans, not the place.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But, okay, so POD, they release a new record, and they have a controversial song.
Ugh.
So then the Christian station, us.
That'd be us.
Gets the censored version.
You're a Christian?
With the song totally taken out. Right?
I know.
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary for them to take it off of the record?
Yeah.
Well,
are we being too sensitive?
I feel like it was unnecessary, but also we did talk to Sonny a few weeks ago on New Music Tuesday, and he said that wasn't written for the Christians.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like that's assuming, by giving us that CD without those songs, they're assuming that we're going to give this CD to only Christians.
Right.
So I guess it was kind of unnecessary.
On that, I was reading the story this morning, and I understand. Let me start by saying I understand. And this is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, so I'm just going to talk about it. USA Today announced this morning that DC Comics asked their retailers to delay selling the new issue of Batman, which is scheduled to release today.
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect to the victims and the families. So the new on-sale date will be August 22nd. So they're pushing it back a month.
Okay.
How
do you feel about that? Like, do you think that that's because the Batman's name has been tainted because of what happened this past Friday?
Well, the artist tweeted on Monday saying that the issue written by Grant Morrison would be delayed a month because of some grim imagery that would seem inappropriate given the Aurora situation.
Okay.
The Aurora killings.
I feel like that is admitting that they're at fault for what this guy did.
Well, see, then I'm so glad you're saying this. Gangster Squad, have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Gangster Squad, a film that had a trailer before The Dark Knight Rises, has to go back and reshoot an entire scene because it was a trailer that was before The Dark Knight Rises, and they pulled the trailer, and they're going to have to go back. It's a new Sean Penn, Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling's in it. It's like a 40s
I've never heard of
mobster
this.
Film. Well, that's because the trailer premiered before The Dark Knight Rises and was promptly pulled because in the trailer, mobsters walk into a crowded theater and start mowing people down with Tommy guns.
Oh, wow. So they couldn't even play that in the theater. Well, that makes
sense. So they pulled it immediately, and now the studio is saying, yeah, we're going to completely change the scene.
Yeah.
Not just the trailer. They're cutting that scene from the actual film itself.
That's...
And they're going to reshoot whatever, you know, murder scene they were going to do, like a hit scene, in a different setting.
Okay.
But the thing
it's
is...
It's still people dying.
Right!
I mean, I understand how that makes people feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Because
I was uncomfortable on Friday when we went and saw The Dark Knight Rises.
Right.
It's the stock trading scene. It's about 20 or 30 minutes into the movie. And there's this quote-unquote terrorist scene with Bane walking into this place and kind of shooting it up. And that was...
The scene.
You know, they say it was about 20 to 30 minutes into the film.
So
and
that's
it was
where we can assume.
During, and that's the assumption,
yeah.
Right? And so watching the film on Friday, I got icky. Like it,
see,
it, oh, it, was
it wasn't even just during it was my fear was heightened at that moment or during that scene because that's a scene I had assumed as well,
right?
But
and these are assumptions,
of course. Yeah, they're
speculation.
They're all assumptions, so we don't know, and I don't care to ever find out.
Yeah,
but also I was just afraid for the entire time, like thinking that I had to go into this theater and trust all of these people who I've never met, and so that's what scared me the most. But I feel like what they're doing, what the Batman comic is doing is just kind of giving everyone else the ammo to say, well, obviously they feel guilty.
Right. Well, they wrote that it was postponed to make sure DC was doing the right thing in light of the tragedy. They also told a fan that pulping them was not an option. Quote, it's not just a Batman comic with guns in it, he wrote. There's a specific scene that made DC and the whole Bat team say, yikes, too close for comfort. Mm. So we'll never know what the scene was.
Yeah.
But something else that people are wondering about, the next, the flagship series, Batman, which we review every month
right at
GameAndMovieGuide.com, scheduled to begin a new storyline involving the Joker in October, and it's like the most highly anticipated storyline coming out. Scott Snyder's writing it, one of the best writers in the comic book scene right now, and he's never done a story like this. He says this is the definitive Joker story he's always wanted to tell. And the question was, well, is this going to change now? Because James Holmes, the shooter, in Aurora, dyed his hair orange when they arrested him. He said he was the Joker and all these things. And so they asked DC whether or not that was going to change things as well. But they said they don't believe it will because, quote, a couple weeks from now, people will get past the sensitivity of it and we'll be back to normal. As these things tend to happen, he said. Post 9/11, we were told that it was the death of irony, and we were no longer allowed as a society to be ironic. And 3 or 4 months later, everything went back to normal. That's just sort of the human condition. So the question is, being that we feel that it's human condition and we're going to get over it, do we need to do that? I don't know. I don't know the scene. I don't know what's going on with Batman or what the comic was about, why it's delayed a month. They're obviously changing some things.
Right. Do we need to get over it? I don't know how to phrase it.
Because I know certain people won't even talk about it. You know, we had Johan on Friday. He didn't even want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say his name. Which
Pastor Scott told him yesterday, and I agree. I said it, and I was like, because,
we're making him immortal.
Yeah, giving him the spotlight. Giving him his 15 minutes, and we still, it's all speculation as to motive because, you know, he is not spoken, really.
Right.
He hasn't said anything. There's obviously a lot of talk going on, and I feel like this is going to be something that's talked about for a very long time because, unlike other recent tragedies, this dude is in the media. This dude's in the news.
Yeah.
He's here.
He made headlines.
And he's not going away, you know, because immediately it was about what his appearance was like in the first day of appearing in court. And is he crazy? Is he acting? Is it, you know, what's going on? And so I feel like, unfortunately, it's going to be around for a while.
Well, yeah, his trial probably won't even start for a few years.
Yeah.
So
kind of weird.
Yeah, I think our justice system is a little slow.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
Just maybe.
Little.
So, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We started to talk about Hasselhoff and this story, and we got on this crazy, crazy kick of
Kit.
Yeah, of Kit. And Knight Rider and awesomeness. So we'll have to talk about what's going on with the Hoff here in a moment. But first, got some Sin the Beggar for you.
There you go.
Yeah. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. We came as Romans. To move on is to grow. At least that's what the name of the song
sounded like
is.
A proverb.
What? To move on
like
is to
Chinese,
grow?
Like a Chinese proverb.
Or a fortune cookie.
Or a fortune cookie.
Static.
Hello?
Aww,
that was
really
messed up.
That's cool, though. Whatevs. I got a song for you. Static Radio, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. And, earlier we were talking about the Hoff. And somehow
we didn't actually get to talking about him.
I didn't get to talk about it because I made mention of one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
The most stressful theme song in the entire world.
And you'd never seen it, and then it turned into like this crazy, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm stressed out over this.
Sci-fi nerds unite. But
I saw Power Rangers. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Okay. David Hasselhoff signed on to a convenience store chain to help sell their iced coffee. For real.
That's so funny.
They're using life-size David Hasselhoff cutouts outside of 570 of their stores to try and hawk the drink. And the ad campaign has been a hit.
Yeah.
So far.
Have they sold a lot of drinks?
No. But here's what they have done.
Huh.
Spent a lot of money on life-size cutouts that now they can't find. Apparently, people have gone so crazy over the Hoff that about 550 of the 570 Hasselhoff cutouts have been stolen from the front of stores.
Which it's not okay, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah, perhaps realizing the unintentional marketing opportunity of this, the convenience store chain has actually taken the thefts with good humor. On their Facebook page, the company asked people to stop pilfering the signs featuring Hoff in a tank top, asking, you thirsty?
Oh my God.
I gotta see this cardboard cutout.
I'll look it up. That's hilarious.
However, the company added that it hopes that anyone who has already stolen the sign to let the company know that Hoff is doing well and is being cared for, because that's really what they want to make sure of. That's hilarious. They want to be sure that, you know, their Hoff cutouts are being taken care of. You know, hey, is he in good spirits? Is he taken care of? Is he doing all right?
Please don't hurt him.
Yeah. The store said that it intends to keep replacing the stolen David Hasselhoff cutouts until the ad campaign ends in August. So if you're looking to add a little David Hasselhoff to your life, you still have time to act. No, I'm not condoning stealing a David Hasselhoff sign.
Just go watch Knight Rider, apparently.
Especially if it's one from his Baywatch days.
In those... didn't he have to wear, like, red?
Red trunks? Red trunks. They didn't wear Speedos, huh?
No.
Thankfully. They wore trunks? Yeah!
There he is.
The Hoff.
I'm looking for the cardboard cutout.
You thirsty? Hoff says grab a nice coffee from Sopo. I've got it.
What?
I've got it.
Well, we could just take a picture of you because you're wearing a tank top too.
Oh. Wow. And I'm going to go put a shirt on. Thanks for making it weird.
No. I'm just saying you're wearing a tank top.
I am.
And Hasselhoff was wearing a tank top apparently.
There is no way I'm going to... Could you imagine like a life-size cardboard cutout of yourself?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. There is no way.
We should do that. That'd be so cool.
However, my best friend's birthday is coming up August 13th. I'm kind of wondering if there's any way. I wonder if we could find a place to make a life-size cardboard cutout.
Yeah, it's possible.
Of me. That would be incredible.
That would be amazing.
Oh, dude.
You should definitely figure this out. Does anybody know? Give us a call. 338-3700.
Yeah. Here's a question, though. Why would they want to continue the ads if the signs are just going to keep getting stolen? Seriously.
I don't know how it's doing for sales for the actual drink, but why wouldn't they want to keep doing this? They made news.
I guess
news.
That's a good question, because they're making national headlines. I haven't mentioned the convenience store chain once, though. I will have you know.
Oh, good job.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a Massachusetts-based... Massachusetts-based... convenience store chain. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Rocking the Hoff to try and sell iced coffee. Which I guess makes sense, because when you're on the beach, rocking it,
but I
in
don't
your
understand.
Board shorts.
All I remember is that everything was in slow motion.
You might want to grab yourself.
There it is.
No way. Please post that to our Facebook page.
Oh, that's amazing.
You found the Hoff.
I'll have to share it.
Thirsty? Grab an iced coffee at Sopo. Yeah. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. I can't talk.
So wrong.
Because I'm so mesmerized.
By the Hoff.
By the Hoff.
Look at him. Of course, look, 99 cents. Any size.
Of course.
Well, that's why.
Of course.
I don't know why anybody else would steal this.
You know, coming up, we just need to talk about other Hoff-related news, because I feel like it's been a Hoff kind of day.
I don't know what that means.
You know, I wish we were on Hoth, actually.
Oh,
that's
Hoth.
The ice planet in Empire Strikes Back.
The only reason I know this is because you talk about it all the time.
Someone left the heater on in the studio, and it's about 140 degrees in here with all this electronic gear. I'm starting to see things.
I think that's called hallucinating.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that this is a good thing. So, yeah. Speaking of heat, we're going to be out in about... in it today.
Yeah, but it'll be okay because it's the sun that is hot.
High of 97 today, and in Albuquerque, we're going to be hanging out on the corner of Central and Sycamore from noon to 1, rocking the new Static Decal, Static Paper, and helping your car look cool.
There you go.
Now, I get it. It's not going to be nearly as cool as the greatest car of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be Kit from Knight Rider. Actually, I don't know. The General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard is pretty cool, too, as is the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Okay.
In fact, we should put a poll on Facebook.
Of the what is cooler?
Coolest car in the world.
So what would our choices be?
I don't know. I feel like Stever's going to interject on this one. Okay. Stever!
Hey.
Hey, man.
Can I throw one out there?
Yep.
Fred Flintstone's ride.
But he had to use it. He was practically running.
Yeah, that's not even a car. That's like a scooter thingy mobile that used his feet to. Yeah, he's not listening. Static!
Hey, Steve, are you seeing things like Luke was seeing Obi-Wan on Hoth?
Dude, I kind of feel like it. Dagobah! Dagobah! I feel like it. It's really hot in here.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Nerds
Unite. Yeah. Yeah. Nerds Unite. Love that.
Nerds.
You have no idea what he was talking about.
Nope.
So when Luke Skywalker is on Hoth, he's like fighting, and then he gets out of the cave and like, it's like, but he's like from Frost, and so it's cold, and then dead Obi-Wan Kenobi shows up and is like, Luke, you must go to Dagobah and learn the ways of the Force and listen to the Beatles. I don't know why all of a sudden sounded like the Beatles. And he was like, Dagobah, and then Han finds him, you know.
Okay, that didn't explain anything to
me. Rips open a Tauntaun and
that's where that
Luke
joke
inside.
Comes from.
Yeah.
Got
that
it.
Is why the temperature internally of a Tauntaun is a lukewarm.
That's where that joke. I get it now.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. See,
live it.
The first
learn
time
it,
I heard this.
Know it.
The first time I heard that joke, I thought it was like some like Christian joke that you were trying to make at me.
Christian joke.
Lukewarm.
Because
internally
it.
You're lukewarm, and that's
got
not
it.
Okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
See, I don't know. Wow. But thank you for explaining to me, sort of.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break, but poll up on Facebook.
There's no poll yet. I'll get it.
We're going to get that up there. Coolest car in the universe? Is it Kit? Is it the General Lee? Is it the DeLorean from Back to the Future? Or, you know, you can always add to it.
Or something else.
Yes. Because we're so loopy, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve O'Mitt.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning. We made it to the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I don't know how we made it. How are we not, like, dead from dehydration right now?
Yeah, I don't know. How you totally posted a story on Facebook for people to comment on, but really it's just like an ad.
No, it's the real story. Look, it's this. I posted this.
Boo.
And it just didn't have the right... Thebes fixed it. Thank you, Thebes.
Thanks, Thebes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to read and or chime in on said story. The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, very popular right now, apparently.
Yeah.
So popular that one Massachusetts convenience store chain decided they were going to use him as their advertising dude to sell their iced coffee. And of the 570 locations, 550 of those locations have had their Hasselhoff cardboard cutout standee ripped off. That's so weird.
When I see the cutout, yeah. I understand. It's just the funniest thing.
Wow.
I understand.
Yeah, but where are you going to put it?
Anywhere. Anywhere is appropriate.
No. Nowhere. No, I like Kelsen's story, sort of. It's kind of scary and sad and weird.
Yeah, she says, hey, I've been trying to tell you this story, but Facebook wasn't working, so now it is, I guess. She says, I used to work at a theater, and one night when I wasn't there, four guys in masks ran, which is scary.
Yeah, especially in light of Friday.
I know. They ran into the theater, they grabbed the Planet of the Apes cardboard standby, and threw it into the truck, and then drove off.
That would be standee.
Dang it. whatever. I quit.
It's okay.
I have no reason.
Standby.
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 Yeah.
Standee. Is that
it's
called?
Yeah. But it's, to your credit, it's spelled S-T-A-N-D-E-E.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, that's like one of those words.
I used to work in a movie theater.
Like stanchions?
Stanchions?
Like that's another word for me that I'm like, really? Why is that called that? Do you know what a stanchion is?
Nope.
It's those little things that block off, like with you pull the little...
Oh, yeah, the ropey thingies.
Yeah, stanchions. Yeah.
No, they're called ropey thingies.
No, they're called stanchions.
They're the little thingies where it's like ushers use them to like make people move in lines and stuff, and Disneyland has them.
Yeah.
And you can connect them
Stanchions.
And make crazy patterns for lines. I've always wanted to, like, make a puzzle to where it's like you start, you go
like,
in,
oh, not here.
And then all of a sudden you're turning around backwards, and then you're going this way. Because
it's not,
you know,
called a puzzle. It's called a maze.
People just... Thank you.
It's
people
okay.
aren't
I have
creative enough when it comes to stanchions.
No. But yeah. I think this job has given me... it's enlightened me.
Yeah.
I have a minor form of dyslexia. Because I literally saw a B. Standby. That's why I said standby. Because I thought it was a B. And it's definitely a D.
But that would be Stamby.
Well, stand.
Because stand.
Standby.
By. That means you added a B with your eyeballs.
It's dyslexia.
Is that?
It has to be.
I thought that was where you just read words backwards.
No. Backwards?
Yeah. So,
like,
as long as you're looking at race car, you're okay.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
I know.
Because race car backwards.
Is race car.
And mom?
Is mom, dad.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, but that's not it. That's not dyslexia. Dyslexia is, I would think that D is a B, and I'd pronounce it as a B.
Yeah, backwards. It's backwards.
No.
I know what I'm talking about.
Obviously.
I have a degree.
Not.
Or at least I use degree, so it makes me smart.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I don't have a degree in anything. Thankfully, I did use deodorant this morning, yes, because our heater, for some reason, kicked on.
Yeah.
And it's broken on.
Broken on, in the on, kind of like my car seat in my car.
Yeah. So it's about 120 degrees in here.
It feels amazing. It's like a sauna.
The board where we actually have to do stuff is emitting heat.
Yeah.
And the fan to the computer where the music comes from is really working hard. So
yeah.
Hopefully the station's still here by noon and we don't blow up.
Yeah. You know, today when I got up and I was getting ready, I thought, I'm going to put on extra deodorant today because I'm going out.
You knew.
And we have the sticker stop Central and Sycamore today from 12 to 1.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, son, I need to put on more because I don't want to be smelling disgusting. But yeah. I didn't know that I was going to walk into this room and be even more thankful that I put on deodorant.
Yeah. We should post this. Sticker stop today at noon, Central and Sycamore. We do this every single Wednesday. Where do you want to see us broadcast live next? Give us some cross streets, and you never know, we just may show up. But today we'll be out on the corner of Central and Sycamore from 12 to 1. Hanging out, broadcasting live. We've got static decals. We also have the static paper, as well as a few copies of the brand new POD record we will be giving away. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be pretty great.
Yeah, sticker stop, noon to one, Central and Sycamore. Got some Blindside for you now from their Silent CD, which is still absolutely their best record. And yeah. One of the greatest rock albums of all time.
Ever.
Yeah. See, we agree on something.
Thankfully.
I like that.
One thing.
Good. That's good. All right, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You're supposed to sing there. We're a duet.
I didn't.
We're a duet.
Start it over.
So do it.
Uh-huh. I get it. I can't sing right now.
Yeah, it is unbearable in the studio. We apologize. Somebody left the heater on overnight. It's still on.
Somebody. I think it was like a crazy malfunction.
Because apparently there's no just box that we can go over there and go off.
Okay, so this is where we have to be either the thermometer or the thermostat.
Yeah, right now we're just thermometers. And we can tell you it's about 100 degrees in here. My wife beater is stuck to my back.
It's disgusting.
It's awful.
Oh, it's gross.
But we're here all morning.
But we will be out today. Sticker stop.
Huh?
Central and Sycamore.
That's right. Noon to 1, we're going to be out on the corner of Central and Sycamore. You can check details at Facebook to get a better idea. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And we even asked a question, where should we go next? We're going to be doing sticker stops every single Wednesday from noon to 1. And so let us know. You got a location for us to hang out at? We will totally go hang out. And Moriarty.
TJ.
Yeah.
Represent. I feel like I have to go.
What? How far away is Moriarty?
It's like from here, like freeway, 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
That's not bad.
Oh, nice. What's the name of the app, Stever? Stever just walked in studio, and the Olympics are going.
Go! Playing soccer.
If you do a search for soccer NBC team. Olympics.
NBC Olympics?
In your app store.
Okay, in the app store, if you do a search for NBC Olympics, all you people who just are miserable at work like us and would rather do other things than be at work, check it out. Now you can do both.
Yeah.
Apparently, NBC, who is putting together the Olympics, has an app and you can live stream. He's watching the soccer game live right now.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's pretty incredible.
Soccer's fun to watch, but it's even more fun to watch when it's in Spanish.
And when your boss tells you that it's okay to do that, because our boss just came in here watching soccer. And
so that must mean it's okay.
And he's a do-as-I-do type thing. Yeah. So since he's doing it, we're going to do it.
I don't even watch soccer, and I'm going to do it.
I'm just going to watch soccer all day now. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And then when people come and find us passed out in the studio, like, of heat exhaustion and or dehydration.
Water.
Be like, goal next to us. We'll just be, you know,
I just
out.
Like I said, I hope there's a Spanish version. Like, somebody's commentating in Spanish.
You know, that's what they do in English, too.
Well, it's more fun to listen to.
It's way more fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you don't know what's going on the whole time.
I don't know what's going on when it's in English.
Are you kidding me? There's two ends of the field.
Okay, same with football.
A goal.
Uh-huh.
No. Because in football, there's downs, and there's 10 yards to get a first down, and there's all these things. Soccer, it's like, okay, now we're going to kick this ball this way. Now we're going to kick the ball this way.
I feel like...
Now we're going to pass the ball over here.
Soccer people...
Now we're going to get over here. Now he's going to go... Now he's going to go... And a goal! 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 That's soccer. That's it. I just told you all you need to know.
I feel like there's a little bit more technique involved.
Well, obviously, there's some pretty nifty little passes, and woo, look at me dribble the ball with my feet.
If I don't see anyone do a backflip and, like, kick the ball into the goal...
People do that.
I know, but never when I'm watching.
Ah.
So...
See, I love soccer. Or football.
Football.
As you put it. Yeah, I'm a fan. So I'm actually excited. So I'm going to get there, and I may have to download this, apparently.
So you're not joking.
Not joking. I'm a fan. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, we asked the question, what is the coolest car of all time? Because right now it's so hot. We're just trying to think of cool things.
Yeah.
Cool things.
Cool things would be, yeah. So far, Kit is in the run.
That's right.
Yeah, it's winning.
It's winning it. I love Kit. This room, being that right now the heater is on and it's like, we're all like muggy and sweaty and we look disgusting.
Yeah. Aww.
That's my nice way of saying you look awful.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, back in the day, 2006.
Oh, of course, back in the day.
People used to get a new car every 3 or 4 years, you know, every mm-hmm. 3 years or so, new car. I don't think I've ever purchased a new car. In fact, it's not an
Neither
I don't
have
think.
I
know I haven't.
I don't think I have. Nope.
No, I just really haven't. Never have.
They're at least like 10 years old.
Well, according to a new survey by AutoMD, 43% of Americans now say they plan on driving their current car into the ground.
Hmm.
Basically, they'll be getting something new when this one dies and is done.
Yeah.
Is that how you roll?
Huh? Well, get it. That's good. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
It used to be when I got married, my husband he bought his car brand new, and so we're still paying for it.
Yes.
And it kind of hurts. And the thing is, we're still paying for it, but there's already like a list building of things that need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Like my car seat heater is just forever on.
Which is weird.
Which is, yeah, it broke.
You know there's like an on-off switch, right?
Well, now I do, thank you.
Oh, okay.
I just texted him. I said, hey, see if you can figure this out. I didn't know this was possible.
My heater
is
on my seat is
forever
that's
on.
That's great in the winter.
It's great. It really is. No, because you could start the car and it's always on. It's not like, oh, I totally forgot to turn this on. In the summer, you're like, oh, no. I hate driving because my back just sticks to the seat. It's awful.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Karen. Are you still going on about the shows?
Oh, dude, feel free. We were talking cars, okay. But it started because of Kit from Knight Rider, so.
Okay, well, I was going on about the aliens. I went to a doctor's appointment, and I missed it, but I was thinking about Mark and Mindy. So she was all freaked out about the aliens?
Yes, dude. Except I don't know how you would... Yeah, you couldn't handle Mork and Mindy.
I don't know.
It's Robin Williams. It's a comedy.
Okay, I really like
Hilarity
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hilarity will ensue. Oh, see? You like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
That's like his 19th movie. This was like way, way, way back.
Yeah, but I heard something about aliens.
That was pre-me.
Oh, okay.
Mork and Mindy.
Mark and...
That was pre-you. Heard
of
that?
Yeah. Yeah, when did that come out? Wasn't that in the 70s?
Yeah, that was like that was when I was young. I even had a T-shirt.
Really?
Dang.
T-shirt somewhere. Mork from Ork. I remember it.
Yeah.
Because reruns on like Nickelodeon or something. But
Nickelodeon.
See, that's what taught Nickelodeon was a good station because it taught me.
It taught you so much.
So much about older shows.
Yeah, there
it,
you go.
It really did.
Whatever. Thanks for the call.
The Twilight Zone.
Golden Girls.
Ooh, see, Golden Girls? Remember Golden Girls?
I know what it is. I've never watched
it. Betty White, she's crazy popular now.
She's funny.
Like, ridiculously popular. She's been funny for decades.
I didn't know that until just recently.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Doesn't she have that show?
The new show?
The new show where like it's like
any of her new
it's
stuff.
Like older people like playing pranks.
Oh, that's
on
right.
Stuff,
yeah,
on
which is cool.
Hilarious.
Static.
What's up, dudes?
What up?
No.
And you dead.
Hey.
Hey, I got the cool car.
All right, cool car.
It's that yellow Mustang from Nash.
Yellow Mustang from MASH.
I don't remember.
Nash Bridges?
Nash. Yeah.
Nash Bridges.
I was like, yeah, I was trying to think of MASH. I'm like, I don't
MASH,
think so.
No.
That's a Barracuda,
says.
Billiam just came in and owned it.
Wow. Billiam just took over. That was hilarious. Out of nowhere, like, he's busy, you know, doing music stuff and actually really working.
But he's really, he's
apparently that was
passionate.
Barracuda. Yeah, slightly. Of
ooh,
Barracudas.
Barracuda.
I have no idea.
Okay, no.
What's it from?
That's a song.
Oh.
By Heart.
Oh. How is it that I know? Never mind. Okay.
Okay.
Moving right along.
It's Heart.
Static.
Hi, guys. Good
hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's Summer. How are you?
Hi, hey. Summer. I knew this voice.
Summer Green. Hey. Makes me feel fine. Something.
There's a
something.
Fuse for that.
Hey.
Thing.
We are trying to sing to you, Summer. Why
I'm
are you
sorry.
Talking over
I'll
us?
I'll stop talking.
I'm just kidding. Go.
Go for it.
There's a fuse for that whole seat thing.
Yeah.
I'll fix it later.
What did I
thank
say?
Thank you.
What did I say?
What did you say? You didn't do anything. You didn't offer to help me. You're just like, you're dumb. Go
no,
fix
I
it.
I said there's got to be a fuse.
Summer, my friend, uh-huh. is like, hey, I'm going to be a friend, and I'm going to go to your car and fix it. Thank you, Summer.
I'm just realistic.
I'll,
I'm offering
help. I'll
help
you when I get to
really.
Work later. Yeah. I'll fix it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, except we're going out and about today, broadcasting live on the corner of Central and Sycamore.
Hmm, I wonder what's there.
I know that place. I've been there before.
Yep. There it is.
There it is.
Wonderful.
There it is.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Talk right. to you later.
Bye. See, Summer. That wasn't awkward. I got off the phone normally there.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So it's because
sweet.
Summer's
right.
really good at
great. All right.
getting off the phone.
Yeah.
You know.
She's a pro.
She is.
Yeah. Summer Green.
It's a woman there.
Here at Calvary of Albuquerque, she's the behind the scenes with the headset, like making sure everything goes according to plan.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
So.
She's real good at it.
Services and all that crazy
mm-hmm.
cool stuff.
She's a person you see walk out on the stage in between everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's... what she does.
She's a stagehand?
More than that. She's like stage manager.
She's the stage man?
Yeah.
Stage man.
A jur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. We are going to go jump into somebody's swimming pool.
Yeah.
So if you have a swimming pool,
please let
Facebook
us, know.
Let us know. We're totally serious. We'll just go jump in anybody's pool randomly.
I really, seriously.
It is so hot.
It feels like I'm in a pool right now, but it's like actually I'm in a hot tub right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So let us know. We'll be broadcasting live today from Central and Sycamore right there on the corner hanging out from noon to one. And let us know where you'd like us to go.
Eric says Seattle.
Oh, perfect.
That sounds amazing.
I would love to.
That would be great.
Easy. No probs.
Yeah, be right there.
Yeah. Can do. We'll do that. Yeah. Coming right back. More of Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And this amazing heat.
Yeah.
It helps us
we'll
tremendously.
Keep talking about it. Let you know.
We're talking about the Olympics here. More than gold update. We're going to be doing this throughout the duration of the Olympics. Some cool stuff. So here it is. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Me Without You. From their 10 Stories record. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning and adios.
Yeah. Hello, goodbye.
At least we're not crazy.
I know.
Come to find out, we're not crazy. Our dear friend Leroy, who's like in charge of everything awesome around here, he came over and he tore open the box that's got like a lock on it that no one else is allowed to get in unless you're the master.
Which means we couldn't have changed the
situation.
We couldn't
have done anything. But he just got it open. The heater is blaring.
Yeah, it's on.
We're not crazy.
Woo-hoo! Thankfully.
Yeah, it's just heat stroke.
Oh.
It's just the heat stroke.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we're not crazy.
You're like really shiny right now.
Yeah, I love this. Right before we come back in studio, I'm totally calling you out. We're about to go back in studio. We have a webcam at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, that
you're
I'm
like
very rarely on.
Patting yourself down with like this, what is that stuff called?
It's like... it's a great question. It's like foundation, but not foundation. It's like the powder.
Ah.
But it's
you're powdering yourself.
I'm not shiny.
Yeah, thanks. For the webcam. You're
not,
a jerk.
Not for the webcam.
Whatever. You're like making yourself all presentable for the goodbye. Yeah, no, this is great. I'm just going to put some foundation on. And
yeah.
You put the lippy stuff on.
Because it tastes good.
Lies, dude. Mm. Whatever.
It does.
Whatever.
The lippy stuff.
I'm like muggy and shiny and gross.
Yeah, it turns out that the whole foundation thing or the powder foundation isn't really working anyway since I'm like sweating it off right now.
Ugh. Yeah. So
I feel disgusting.
If you missed the show this morning, you can check it out at mystaticradio.com. But it's cool. We were kind of delusional today due to the heat stroke that is the offices around here.
I'm excited for tomorrow, so when I listen back to this or later today,
yeah,
listen back to the podcast, I'm like, I said that?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
But at least we can blame it on the sabotage in studio.
There you go.
Dude, the heater is on.
Apparently lightning struck.
Not cool!
Yeah.
Lightning.
I don't know what
you may have won this round, Thunderman.
But next like time,
a, yeah,
we'll have.
I have nothing witty to say.
See, we started and we
nothing.
Didn't know where to go.
We didn't know because we're dripping sweat. It's ridiculous. Yeah, so on that note, we're out.
We have to leave.
Yeah, God was preparing us for being out in the sun today from noon to one, and we will be
Central and Sycamore.
That's right, from 12 to 1, broadcasting live. Come get a static decal, static paper, possibly a brand new POD record.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Later.
Peace.